Welcome back everyone to Greenbox Gaming. I'm the handler Brad. Joining me is my three buddies Dace, Joe, and John. What up, fellas?
Hey.
We are coming back after the fifth session of Remember to Forget. Little handcrafted campaign operation. So Dace is playing Natalia Sokolov. Joe is playing Tyler Greenwich, and unfortunately, Jean was playing a Judith Kellner, but she has left us to go on to a better place, and he is now Terrence Fowler.
Oh, that's why you went with waterfowl. Okay, I was
I don't know what you're talking about. That was an original straight off the top of my dome rock and microphone.
Okay.
They're referring to Terrence's code name. This campaign's set in the 80s, so there's not really Cells and DG at this point. Yeah. I don't think so. I'm allowed. Everybody just coming up with their own cool code name.
And don't forget what else happened last time. It probably equals out. Natalia gained a decent amount of weight in the lead shot that was introduced to her body, but then also lost a good bit of blood, probably. So it's probably equaled out in the end.
Yeah. So the last session was basically all combat. You guys were following a lead to this U-Haul that had some stuff in it. Who knows what it has? You didn't find the U-Haul, but you're investigating this kind of like these police offices, not necessarily a police station, kind of like a substation for storage files and abandoned cars. And you came into this thing called the Himbaba, this big Terminator nemesis, who knows what. And that is where we lost Judith and almost Natalia.
Yeah.
I think we played it pretty good. I don't think I bent the rules too much, I think we.
Well, I was actually just thinking, I think Judith might have actually have shot the Himbaba first, so we don't even know this thing's against us at this point. So I'm just saying, maybe we should talk to this guy.
Yeah,
it's worth a talking. Shot.
We tried talking.
Just having a talk. Okay, so the last thing that happened was that Waterfowl had called
Odin.
What is
Odin. Your tone there, Joe? What is that tone?
It's judgmental and disappointed is what it is. That Terrence apparently was getting us a drop, and then these other two dudes, guys, are sleeping. Like, Natalia and Tyler are wrecked, especially Natalia.
Yeah, y'all gotten back to the green box, which is kind of like an abandoned business, maybe a bar, maybe something else. Natalia's on 3 health prior to sleeping. The first aid didn't work. You guys are resting, and we picked up where Terrence was like, okay, I'm gonna handle this, you know, call Odin. Odin says he's gonna try to get first aid and maybe some more equipment for y'all in the morning at some point. Terrence isn't satisfied with that, Agent Waterfowl, and he gets back in his Oldsmobile, his badass car, and sees 2 pill bottles. One says remember and one says forget.
Take the pills.
I think he was planning to go to a gas station for some Monster energy drink we didn't have Monster
1984
at this point, unfortunately.
We've
come so far.
Did this appear since... What's the timing here for these pill bottles appearing? He just got out the car, made a phone call.
So when y'all showed up to the green box, it was 12:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, you know, maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes have passed since then, so it's getting closer to 1 a.m. By the time you had some interaction with the team... called Odin.
Oh,
so it's 10 minutes to 1.
So he'll notice this. He's not going to think that this is one of the team that left these pill bottles. So I think he's going to like get a little edgy. I mean, this is what he does for a living. He's CIA.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to get out the car very smoothly. He's very cool, very calm, collected. And I think he's going to try, like, take a smoke and walk around and see if he sees anything. Maybe if anybody came past, he wants to see if there are any tracks for anybody that came past and dropped these things off in the car.
Okay. Roll search.
Is that the kind of thing that Terrence is good at?
No, not at all. That's a 25 over 20.
You know, it's just kind of hard to find tracks. It's just like, you know, it's a parking lot. There's no dirt necessarily for footprints. You didn't hear a car door open or close. You know, there are street lamps, but it's very dim. Quiet. No one seems to be out and about.
All right. He'll kind of open the car door and, like, plop back down. Kind of think to himself. Kind of think.
And we told him about the pills, right? We told him already.
Yeah, we say that.
Yeah. So he's going to... I think he's going to pocket these two pills. He's just going to, like, think hard and think back to his mentor and think back to all of his experience. And I think he's just going to try and shield them from whatever the hell this is. And he's just going to put them in his pocket.
Gotcha. Is there anything else Waterfowl is going to do before he gets some rest or...
No, I think that's it. I think he's been thrown off by the pill bottles appearing. I think he had these ideas of going out and getting something to help, like med pack or something, beers. But no, he's just going to go back, like lock the car, and just try and get some rest after that. Kind of thrown off.
Gotcha. I guess you guys find what you can to sleep on, you know, maybe make a little pallet on the floor. It's not necessarily beds here. And try to get some rest till the morning. So I guess everybody roll outside of Waterfowl. Roll what you need to see if you gain any health or willpower.
So yeah, so it's a constitution roll to see if you get a health point back. Success for Tyler.
Yes, Tyler.
And then
success for Natalia.
Nice. Thank God.
All right.
And then Dace, and then, well, for all of us, I don't know if Terrence rolled anything or if Terrence
does he need to?
Well, then, but you had that thing for your failed rolls at the bottom of the skills box. You can click the little power button thing there and it will roll your skill upgrades.
Oh, true. Yeah. Everybody make sure that to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do we get back health-wise?
1d4? Oh, is it 1?
No, 1. Gotcha. It's just gotcha. 1.
One single...
Yeah.
Fair enough. What
racket is this?
It's slow healing. Yeah, so I imagine we're woken up by a hard knock at the door and a whole mobile surgical unit who's there to...
It's basically like Christmas, and there's a sleigh, right. And they're just presents.
you are waking up to a honk outside.
Alright.
From the mobile surgical unit in the back of the semi.
Terrence will go check it out. What does he see?
When Tyler like takes that submachine gun and is just kind of like standing by the door. And you can teach just and like when you look at him. Terrence, like, he's just so out of his element. He knows that he should be, like, covering you and that people are after them. And he's just scared. Like, he doesn't look like he knows what he's doing. He's just afraid.
Tyler is?
Yeah.
And you said Waterfowl goes outside to see who this is?
Yeah, I think he's expecting it, so he'll just, like, open the door and walk out. Like, he made a call. He knows that it's arriving. He's just gonna be like, relax. Relax there.
You go outside, and it's Odin in a van. He tells you which the equipment's in the back. Obviously, he's, like, missing a leg, a hand, and an eye all on his right side, so he's not going to get out of the car or anything.
How the hell are you driving, man?
Don't worry about it. So he has his claw thing,
smoke a cigarette. He's got one of those things that the one-man bands with the harmonicas use, but it's got it holds a cigarette.
Like a line of cigarettes, so you can line it up.
He gets you what you can find in the back is a first aid kit.
Okay.
And let's see, he will give you a 2 ARs and 2 shotguns.
Oh.
And a sniper rifle.
Wow.
Oh. Okay.
A first aid kit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not going to help Natalia out.
No, it's
I
not.
Thought you could. What? Could you not run medicine? Or whatever?
Well, I don't have any medicine. All I have is first aid.
Natalia doesn't have medicine.
So.
Like,
it'll help her next time.
Odin, I don't know if these kids are equipped to use this gauze. Do you know anyone?
Unless you want to say that it's like such an extensive kit that we can roll again, like that's if that's your intent.
That then... was my. I was intending to give y'all something that would help you.
Okay.
Health wise, what? So what would I give you? That's not first aid.
The problem is no one here. Like if we're going
a doctor,
a doctor,
a doctor,
exactly.
So it's a doctor kidnapped, duct tape over his mouth, hog tied in the back.
Take the book
shot.
We're
talking about. I wouldn't put it past.
But this is a question. Like end of the day, like do we want to? Like if we want to try to give it a like as written, we cannot do another first aid. If we want to try to do another one, then Brad, you're it's gonna be up to you to decide what the repercussions are and stuff like that. Natalia just might be
what, so like nothing would help dead. Natalia except for a doctor.
A doctor, yeah.
Rules is written.
Odin,
yeah.
This isn't gonna help for shit. Do you know anybody?
How bad is she hurt?
It's bad.
Just
we're talking ass cheeks gone, kind of bad.
God, oh. Damn it!
You hear inside Tyler like slow, like quietly crying. Her perfect ass.
I'm gonna have to make some calls. I'm not really a doctor, you know. Guns are kind of my thing.
Think a man that uses guns.
Let me
so
see
often
what...
knows a doctor or two, but that's okay. And he's gonna grab the equipment and like.
You smart mouth me? Waterfowl? You trying to smart mouth me?
No, sir.
Good. Good call. Good call on the on the respectful. This would be a real good time to tell him to go fuck himself.
So
I'll give you a call in 5 hours.
Fine. I had a question for
you. Or a page, rather.
I had a question for you. Those kids back there, they were... I don't know. I don't know how old everybody else is, but Terrence is 27. But he's going to be like, those kids back there, they seem to not know what the hell is going on. Tell me something. What happened at Rebel Yell?
Well, that's why I called you. You were with them.
Me? I came
Uh-oh.
After them.
Uh-oh.
Listen, Waterfowl, we don't have time for this bullshit. You and I both know it's classified. I can't say anything about it.
You do realize the damage that's been going on in the city is related to this particular event. Anything you can tell me would just be fucking sprinkles on the cake.
I wasn't the handler. I don't know precisely what happened. I assume the people that were on the mission knew what happened. I just know that y'all are all working together. I was told this is the team we need for this operation. That's why you were chosen.
Fine. Do you have any idea what the hell certain pharmaceuticals might have to do with any of this?
Pharmaceuticals?
Pills?
What do you mean? Pills? Sounds to me like you got a psychopath blowing up half the city. I don't think pills have anything to do with it. In my professional opinion.
Fair enough.
I know nothing about pills. What do you mean? Y'all come in contact with a... What do you mean, a pharmaceutical company? What are you talking about, pills?
Don't worry about it. He's just gonna back out of that and,
All right.
Okay.
So, to be clear, Odin's that Terrence has been with us all along.
No, he says he went for this Operation Rebel Yell. He says he was part of the operation for Rebel Yell. He doesn't think he knows this operation, Operation New Age. He knows, obviously, that he just called him because he heard a police station blew up, so he thought y'all needed backup.
All right. Okay, I thought there was some weird pill shit going on.
Yeah, but the idea now is that, because it was unclear previously if... like, what was going on with Rebel Yell? You know, he was making all these ideas of, like, oh, well, you guys are supposed to know about Rebel Yell. But now it's like, oh, apparently all of us were on Rebel Yell, including Judith, including Terrence. Mm-hmm. And none of us know what the hell he's talking about. Is it fair to say that Tyler is, like, listening to this conversation because he's, like, there by the door?
Sure.
Tyler is like our equipment we do have is like laying there, and Tyler is eyeballing because we rolled that luck roll, and Tyler has two of the pill bottles, and Tyler, you know, like is like back up against the wall next to the door and pulls out the remember pill bottle and is looking at it, and I mean, he's like, Natalia, something's up. We don't remember what happened. We don't remember this other operation. But Thorpe remembered something. He remembered all sorts of new shit once we gave him this pill. What if I took this? Just to see. What if we're missing vital information? Odin says that we know more than we know.
That is a tremendous risk.
Natalia, you're almost... Judith is dead. Look at the state of your beautiful backside.
I know.
I hear they can do wonders nowadays, so just don't... But you can't think about that right now. But what if, and he like he'll walk over to the table where Natalia's laying, and he'll like give her the like hand her the machine gun. I assume she can sit up a little bit. He's like, if something happens weird to me, just put me down, okay?
And she'll kind of stare, meet his gaze for a second, and then solemnly nod. I will do this for you, Tyler. You saved my life.
Ooh. Ooh, just a little pill. Just a little pill. I usually can't take pills. I usually have to do it with applesauce. And he will, like, whatever water we have or, like, whatever we have there, he's going to, like, take the pill. And he, like, really hems and haws about it, remembering that Colton Thorpe, like, not exploded, but whatever happened to him. And he's going to, like, so right as you're coming back inside, Terrence, yeah. I imagine.
Terrence opens right the door. Back, and he just
and you see him with a Coca-Cola.
God.
Like go, just like trying to get it down. He's like,
oh, I hate pills.
Oh, you fool! What have you done?
We have to remember. We have to remember.
He shuts the door. He's got like those two duffel bags. He puts them down, just shuts like, the door, like locks it, and just dumps Tyler down into a chair. Also takes a gun out because he sees Natalia. Ready and waiting, and just
you guys are both just sitting there
on his lap.
I thought, like Pulp Fiction style, you're both just like standing there, arms linked, pistols. Like so, yeah,
he's just gonna wait.
He takes it.
Ooh,
you're sitting there. You know, you don't know at first. It's like, you know, one of those things. You smoke weed. It's like you're like, do I feel something weird? Do I not feel something weird?
It's like waiting for it.
It's like should I take more? And as soon as you think, you know, should I take more? then it's like everyone. It's like that effect where, you know, I don't know what you call it in cinema, where something goes further away, but the background's coming closer. It's at the same time that thing.
Dolly zoom.
Yeah. Right, what's it called, Dace?
A dolly zoom.
A dolly zoom.
Nice.
Like we're
or a vertigo shot if you're nasty.
Where Tyler's face is staying one place, but the rest of the room is going woo, like back.
Yeah.
Nice.
And you know, it's freaky. But as every object and everyone here is going further and closer away at the same time, this mist starts to envelop the entire room. Mist. You slowly can't see what anything in front of you, not even your own hand. You don't know if your eyes are, if you're losing sight or it's blurry, but then you realize this is actually mist. It's extremely warm in here. And you're standing on black sand, mist all around you.
He bends down and he like doesn't even remember standing. He bends down and like lets the sand run through his fingers, and then like looks up. He's like, Natalia? Terrence?
You see two shapes in the mist, but they're not Natalia and they're not Terrence. They're big.
Too big?
Squirming. Perhaps? Very big.
Oh, great.
Something you can't make out the shape. It's tall, long, but wide. Different appendages coming out of them.
Oh, no. Tyler will, in keeping with Tyler's normal modus operandi for these kind of things, is going to kind of like take a step back as he sees these things getting weirder, and is going to start to run through the mist the opposite direction. He's like, oh no, oh no. Like, am I armed? Do I have anything? Like,
no, you don't. Nothing on you.
He's just running. He's like, Natalia, Terrence.
You start running, but as you're running away from these, whatever this was, you see the same shape right in front of you. Shapes.
God.
Almost so close that you can almost see it through the mist. And you run right into Terrence's chest, and Natalia's standing there.
Okay. I launch up from the chair and just whack Terrence.
No. Terrence and Natalia, y'all are in this place as well.
Are we there?
Yeah.
Natalia!
And you're, Terrence! This is the... You just wake up there.
What?
We were...
Where the fuck are we?
We're in the green box. Is Natalia's ass shot? Does she have a huge ass wound? She does not. Okay. He immediately clocks that and is like, wait a second. Your beautiful buns are my back.
I have my ass back?
Do you remember losing? Do you remember what happened? Do you remember getting shot?
Yeah.
Natalia, you don't remember. You don't know what he's talking about. You don't know how you got here, but you have no memory of getting shot. You know who Tyler is. You know who Terrence
is. Why are you talking about my ass?
Wait a second.
Same with Terrence. You don't know how you got here.
Do you remember Waco? Waco. We were in Waco. Do you not remember being in Waco? The Himbaba?
Natalia and Terrence, you have no memory of this.
Maybe.
What the hell is a Himbaba?
Maybe we just need to focus on why the hell we're here. Just, like, contain the questions for a moment.
No, this is why we're here. This is why. Do you think Operation Rebel Yell?
Having an episode, little guy.
As you. Heat lightning is flashing in the sky, and you see these shapes, not like something moving, but it almost looks like big giant structures, mountains. It looks like if you've seen someone like pour concrete down one of those giant termite or ant hives, and you just see all the different tubes. It's like that, but like in the sky, and you can just see bits of it as it flashes heat lightning.
Oh my god. The fuck is that? And he's like looking for, he's like, pills. Pills. Do you have pills on you?
You guys have your normal casual clothes, nothing on you, pills, no guns. Just like your everyday clothes.
Good god.
I think I fucked up, guys. You don't remember anything. What? Rebel Yell. Do you know what Rebel Yell was?
Do we?
No.
No. Just focus.
How do we know each other?
Just like y'all knew each other prior to this, because just Delta Green's so small, you've come in contact with each other, you know. But y'all have no memory of Rebel Yell. This current mission you're on. The last operation y'all did with DG was like, you know, months ago, maybe a year ago.
Tyler, we haven't seen you in ages, and suddenly we're here. Just cool it, man.
We're on an operation right now, Terrence, and Judith is dead, and you don't remember what happened to Judith?
I've never met Judith. We just need to stay focused, man. Why are we here?
Hume int on these two to see if they are being real with me. Like, Tyler is getting very suspicious. He's like, doesn't trust anything. 42 under 70.
So what exactly are you trying to figure out?
Tyler is like to the point where it's like he's in this bizarre, obviously like alien world, and he's starting to lose it. But he's wondering, like, he was seeing these shapes in the mist, and then suddenly he runs into these two. He's like, and they don't know what's happened. He's starting to wonder if he's actually talking to Terrence and Natalia right now. So he's like, Judith is
dead.
They
do seem a bit odd, the way they're moving, the way they're maybe even pronouncing some words.
He takes a step back. He's like, yeah, Natalia, I can't wait to... Listen, when we're done with this, you and I, we're going to be heading back. We're going to be heading back to Belarus, right? You said you were going to show me your hometown in Belarus? Isn't that right?
I don't know. I don't know what I know.
He's basically trying to see if you like are gonna just like abjectly agree with him. Like,
I mean, Natalia, you know you're from Belarus. You know Tyler from
previous years. But I don't remember having this conversation with him.
You're having this conversation now.
Okay, fuck off.
Terrence will like reach out and try and hold Tyler, be like reassure him on his shoulders.
As he reaches out, the shadow of his hand isn't quite his hand, and you're out of it.
Damn it.
Natalia and Terrence, you've just seen Tyler like eyes roll back and kind of like stare out for maybe 20 seconds or so, and he kind of comes to. Tyler, roll for sanity.
Why? Why would I roll for sanity? Failure. 90 over 54.
All right. 1d6.
That's what I figured.
Oh, shit. That's a major episode right there.
Three.
I'm going to deflect onto my constantly disapproving father.
Yeah, that tracks.
Okay. All right.
Do we notice anything?
Yeah, I mean, that's all you saw.
He just flips back, and he's in this chair, and his eyes are black. Like, right. What happened? Are you okay?
And you were there? And you were there?
he's like,
I was somewhere else. Hold out your hand. Let me see.
And he's like looking at your shadows like he's all like freaked out.
Gives him his left hand and keeps his hand on his gun.
Seems normal.
Guys, I went somewhere. There was... You guys were there, but it wasn't you. It only looked like you. Something weird. Black sand. Things in the sky. Oh, the mist.
Do I remember anything about Rebel fucking Yell? Anything?
No.
God damn it. Something.
What?
I don't even know what I saw. I have no idea.
So, you want to take the other one?
Sand? That was only 3 sand, Tyler.
Right.
How many fathers do you have? To deflect.
I just don't, I didn't learn anything new. If this would happen to Thorpe, what did I remember? Was it a dream?
And did we see anything over those 20 seconds? Did he just, like, pass out? Or?
He just, you know, eyes rolled back. Like, obviously was not coherent. But you have no recollection of what he's talking about.
Do I feel different or anything? Like, do I feel like back in myself now? Like, maybe a little funny, but just like.
Yeah, you feel normal.
Okay.
Like you did prior, before taking this medication.
So, Tyler, I popped into my car last night. And found 2 more. I don't know if you any of you put that there, but I assume not.
No.
Do you want to take another one?
No. No, I don't.
Sure?
Yes. I'm completely sure. We have leads. We have leads. We've got to run them down.
Cool. Oh,
Jesus.
But can we agree to not do batshit crazy things again? Like randomly taking medication that just popped up out of nowhere? Are we good on that? Are we good now?
Yeah, I think I've got my fill.
Curiosity sated. Alright.
And he's pulls up. She's really shaking.
Natalia takes a remember pill.
Does she?
Thinking about it.
Well,
you have one. I'm assuming Tyler just had. So y'all had four pill bottles total,
right?
One of each, and I'm assuming
we gave you, one. To
Tyler
Thor.
Just had.
Oh, Judith actually gave hers to. Oh. To I think it was Tyler, but I don't know how many.
So
we had.
Tyler had four. So
we now have four forget and two remember pills remaining, right, is what we have.
Right, right.
And we gave one to Thorpe.
That's counting that one.
Okay.
What is the fucking point of these pills?
Listen, we have things we can focus on right now. We have these names, Henry and Yuko, something about a bank, Henry Grayson. We have leads. I don't want to talk about the pills anymore. Natalia, are you going to be okay? Can you even go with us?
I will make it. It will hurt, but I will tolerate it.
Okay. What do you think, Terrence? We have these leads. Yuko, Henry Grayson, some bank. We could always go to Baylor and ask around, ask what Dr. Gill had in his office. That's a lead too.
Well,
like what people thought about him.
I think Odin's not going to be of any use to us. It seems like you dealt with Thorpe, so that's not helpful. I'd really love to not meet that thing again, if possible, and maybe we don't take any random drugs. So yeah, let's go with the last thing that we've got, which is this bank.
We don't know where the bank is.
That sounds like solid leads. So you've got the name Yuko. You've got Henry Grayson, some kind of connection with the bank. And like you said, you could always go back to Dr. Gill, like find his office maybe at Baylor University, something like that.
We do quickly make a bunch phone of call. Police badges, so we could literally go to Baylor and be like, "Hey, we're following up on this break-in."
Like we could do that. Maybe leave a tie in the car. I don't know how.
You know, or no, she could come in with us. It'd be fine. But it's like we could literally go in and be like, "We're following up. What do you know about Dr. Gill?" Kind of stuff. I don't know. What do you guys think?
They all seem plausible to me.
Let's keep it simple. Tyler, if there's anything I learned, let's just keep it simple.
What does that mean? What's simple?
Which one's simple?
Simple. Let's follow up on Yuko.
He's having a stroke. Just keep it simple.
Give him a pill.
I'll make some phone calls.
Okay. You make some phone calls. See if you can get a lead on a Yuko. I mean, it's just a name. I don't know how far we're going to get, but...
Yep.
Okay.
So he'll probably step out for a moment.
Okay.
Go make a phone call.
Tyler and Natalia are just going to wait on this? Or are they going to do anything in the meantime?
Anything we can do?
Yeah, we're just sitting in the green box. I mean,
it's 9 a.m. I would say at this point.
I think we just
maybe.
Talia, let's just get ready to go. Let's throw our new batch of weapons, our two ARs, two shotguns, and one sniper rifle in the back of this car. And then when we wreck this one, we can lose all of those two.
Yes, this is the plan.
Have
you seen an extra pair of pants in the green room?
In the green box.
And I need the pants.
Roll luck for pants.
Rolling luck for pants.
This is important. Actually, while they look for pants, what I had in mind, Brad.
What'd you get? Oh,
14 nice. Under 100. It's a nice pair of JCPenney's.
Nice. JCPenney pants. Okay. So what are you looking for? You're going to call some of your contacts in the CIA? Yeah. I'm guessing something like that.
I was thinking trying to get hold of a mentor, Walt, and see if he could put me in touch with someone who knew. I'm literally working for the CIA, so I figure I might also be able to contact them directly and then maybe do a bureaucracy or something. See how it lands.
Yeah, let's do that. Roll your bureaucracy. You're calling your old mentor.
That's a fail. 74/50
Oh shit.
You know, you give some you're just so what are you looking for specifically? Or like who are you looking information about or what?
Wanna find out about Yuko. What that name means. If it means anything to anyone.
You can't find anything about Yuko, and the only thing you can find that there is a CEO of a bank in the area with, named Hirner Grayson. He's like in between, hold on, let me look at my notes. This bank is a little bit outside of Waco, in between kind of what's north of Waco, Austin. It's kind of, it's basically like 30 to 45 minutes outside of Waco. And it's like this kind of bank in the middle of nowhere that this person is the CEO of.
Okay. Well, that's helpful.
That's something. Let me look at my notes, see if I can give you anything else. It's called Noah Banking.
Noah Banking.
Noah. Okay. Noah as in like Noah and the Ark?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he'll come back in. Be like, I got nothing on Yuko, but I did get a lead on a bank just north of Yuko, of Waco. What do you say we head there now?
Let's do it before the fucking Himbaba wipes it off the fucking planet.
Let this go.
You head that way.
Help Natalia out to the car.
Yeah. You know, as you're driving, you can definitely tell a large police presence. Larger, you can hear on the radio about all the shit that happened. People, you know, some talk show hosts are expecting, is it the Russians? Are they invading? Blah, blah, blah. You know, nobody, this is like national news. Like, nobody knows what's going on. Talk of maybe having the National Guard come down. They say it could be one person, could be multiple people. The news stations don't really know who's to blame for this. They just know that it is tragedy, to say the least. Y'all find your way to this bank easy enough. Let's say it's around.
Is this like out in the sticks? Like, is it on the outskirts of town or like in a little town?
Outside of another little town that's super small. You know, get there around 10 a.m. Kind of odd, I would think, to have a, you know, y'all might think that have a bank with not in the middle of a city. It's like nowhere, you know. There's a gas station maybe a mile down the road.
Like out of town.
Right.
That is weird.
And, you know, looks like a normal building, two-story building, nicely made, clean. Parking lot is empty.
Day of the week.
Before we go in, what exactly are we looking for here?
Well, I mean, Thorpe had mentioned this guy. I say, and, you know, we have these badges. I say we go in here. We ask this guy if he knows anything about Dr. Gill. You know, if anyone asks, we're following up on a investigation that he was... Maybe tell him he was mentioned by Thorpe. Maybe that'll scare him. Like, just get a read on him. If he's here, is this place open?
If you are just sitting in the parking lot, there's no cars. You know.
I guess we can find out.
Yeah, I guess we can, like, kind of get out real quick, or, like, well, like, what do you guys want to do? Like, what, so let's imagine a scenario in which this guy's actually fucking here, or we can get him here if they're open. What are we going to say? Are we cops? Are we just interested in opening an account? Just want to go in here and just nose around? Like, what are we doing?
I don't think there's time for that, Tyler. There's this thing out there that keeps popping up. We need to be direct. We need to tell him we got his name. We got his name from Colton. And we need to know what the hell's going on right now. Otherwise, we bring a little bit of spice.
Terrence has a good point. We don't know if the Imbaba will show up here. We should make haste.
Let's park the car near the door so we can make a speedy getaway if necessary. I guess we will, like, are we going the cop angle? Like, are we gonna going hard that way?
That sounds right.
Yes, why not? We are cops. There is no cop angle, we are cops.
We are
as of right now, we are cops.
Method acting, I like it. I guess we will kind of go up to the door and see if there's an open or close sign or, like, or whatever. Like, it looks deserted.
Right.
You come up to the door. It indeed says, kind of like a handwritten note, "Sorry, we are closed until further notice."
Terrence is going to knock
on the door.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's going to knock again. I think Terrence is now only a professional knocker of this door until something happens.
Until something new happens.
You knock again. Nothing happens. No one comes.
Should we go around back?
Yeah, see if there's another door.
I'll stay here and keep knocking.
There is another door in the back. Locked. Normal door.
And
what kind of door is it?
Tyler will knock on that one.
Wooden.
Natalia is gonna shoot the knob off.
Okay.
We are outside of town, so
there.
Maybe we'll. Rah! Oh, with the submachine gun.
Hell yeah.
Roll a damage roll, I guess, for submachine gun.
You don't remember off the top of your head what
it'd be, because it's a lethality weapon. Damn. Damage, it'd be a D100 and you'd add them together.
Oh shit, yeah, 96.
15,
so damage 15
to a doorknob.
Boom! Knocks it off.
Oh, by the way, Terrence, we're shooting at the door.
Yeah, he kind of comes rushing. He's like, "What the hell's happening?" His gun's drawn. He's like, "Oh, god damn it.
We're going in the back."
Shut the door. Oh. What do you want? Shoot the door.
I've definitely worked with more communicative people. One person's taking drugs all of a sudden, the other person's just shooting doors. Oh, god damn it. Mumbling to himself.
Also, Natalia rolls her eyes and lights up a cigarette and then kicks the door open.
Creaks open. If you look inside, you're coming in from the back, right? So you're kind of like behind the counter of like it looks like a normal bank situation. Kind of like, you know, there's a door to get out. These were people, you know, at the front that tellers you'd come, anyone would come talk to. This is their little section.
Tyler is
open area. It looks very nice in here, but
I was going to kind of hover near the, like, a little bit behind the front door so that he can see if anyone's coming. Like, he wants to watch to see if anyone, like, rolls up on us.
Okay.
Is there an office? Is, like, does Grayson have a... It's like a little placard on an office that says, like, Henry Grayson, CEO, Noah Bank.
You don't see anything down here. Like, it's, like, there's secure doors kind of to the... if you come in this way to your left, this is kind of where the bank tellers were, but there is like stairs that go upstairs. You can, might see a side office with some like coffee machine, stuff like that in it down here.
Tyler,
fall in. Should we go?
We're going up.
So let's head upstairs.
Head upstairs, carpeted floor. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, like, make some type of alertness roll or something to see if we hear, I don't know, maybe the wet crunching giant sound of a Himbaba breathing, eating a policeman's face.
Yeah.
Roll my alertness. Success.
Success?
Success, yes.
You don't hear anything. You think it's empty. As y'all come up to the second floor, you know, this isn't a huge building, but there's a couple offices, and you definitely see several plaques are on the doors of said person's office, and you see a Henry Grayson.
Let's take a look.
Okay.
Head for the door. I'll knock on it again.
Hit on Henry Grayson's door.
Yeah.
Hello.
Quiet.
All right. Let's turn the handle. Go.
Natalia shoots the knob off.
Roll for damage. No, you can shoot the door off. You shoot the door knob off.
Wait, is that actually opens. Happening?
I think it
yeah,
was.
If he wants to.
I think it was open.
Is it? Yeah. If it's open, then.
No,
I'm
it is locked.
It.
It is locked.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it is locked.
No.
Oh.
Well, then I'm going to shoot it off.
I thought it's like Terrence goes and reaches for it and then like bullets fly and...
Blah!
God, woman.
Watch your hands.
I have to stay on your toes, Terrence. It's 15 again.
Another 15 damage.
Man, you're really good at shooting these doors. pop
when
it open.
Doors were in bubbles.
You know, you can get into the office after shooting the door handle. Very nice office. Moderate size, leather chair. He has paintings on the walls, like nice, it's pretty ritzy looking, more ritzy than the rest of the bank. He's got a desk, filing cabinets. Normal, looks like normal office stuff.
We gotta turn this place over, and we need to do it quick. We cannot hang out here.
Yeah. I'll take the files.
Natalia will start rifling through the desk.
Rifling through the desk.
There's probably a safe behind one of these paintings, and Tyler's gonna like pull the paintings down. Oh, not this one.
Y'all roll search.
Not Tyler's strong suit.
Yeah, I was hoping for an accounting with my filing.
Failure for Natalia.
Could I argue that to look through his papers that I could use my bureaucracy skill? Like,
sure.
To kind of look through his stuff? Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to jump on that bandwagon.
Success on bureaucracy, looking through papers. What else
he's
got?
A fumble. For Terrence, searching through different papers.
Jeez. hold on, let me look at my notes for a little bit.
This here has a bunch of this file here has clues written on it, but this one over here says red herrings. Oh no, I dropped them. Oh, they're all mixed up. Oh, shit.
Tyler, what the have you done?
Fuck.
So, you're looking through these files, Tyler, and you see several plane tickets to Nashville. You find some keys and also a 4-digit code.
Okay. These tickets to Nashville, are they, these are like new tickets, like tickets that are for a future date or for past tickets?
Several. One very recently, last, you know, week or so, and some from later dates.
And you said, so a code, tickets, and keys? Is that what you said?
Yeah, a code attached. You have keys, so I'm not going to... They look like vault keys, basically. And then, like, you know, a four-digit code attached to one of the keys.
Got something here. This is, what is this, a big weird key? What's this thing to? Got this and tickets to Nashville. Looks like this Grayson has been back and forth from Nashville.
We don't have time to go to Nashville.
imagine finding out that the Humbaba is on a fucking plane with you. Like, what are you gonna do at that point, right?
What did you see a safe?
Oh, like, is there? Do we find a? Oh, I was looking at. Searching stuff like that, like, I don't know.
I got a fumble on the bureaucracy. I'm still waiting for the consequences of that.
Oh, let's see.
I'm wondering if this is the key to the vault. Is there a vault downstairs? Like, it's a bank, after all.
This is what I'm wondering.
Could be. There were like some a door, more secure door to the left. Are downstairs that y'all haven't looked in.
How often do you just go in a vault? That's pretty cool.
Let's go check that out.
Agreed.
I can't think of anything witty for your failed bureaucracy roll. What was the worst that could happen from a bureaucracy roll?
He finds his own taxes in the bank. And then has to roll sanity for finding his taxes in this weird bank.
He leaves a literal paper trail, goes out to the front of the building.
Nice. All right, I guess we head downstairs to look at this this vault.
While we're going down, we want to see if there are any security rooms along the way. Keep an eye out for that.
Okay. Roll an alertness as you're going downstairs.
That's a failure.
Is that an everybody alertness or just him?
If someone else is looking, what do you mean? Like a security room?
He was just looking for that.
Just like, security room. Okay.
Gotcha. Right. Y'all open this more secure door and there are indeed several vaults that could be opened with, looks like, these keys.
Is there a key code, perhaps? Something with a key code on it?
Several vaults just go to the door, and then one actually open. Looks like it just goes to a box that's beside the door.
We will open whatever we have keys to open.
Okay.
Tyler's just open... going wild with these keys.
Yeah.
Ling and key.
You open several vaults that have, you know, some cash in it, but not a ton. So you could snag that.
Whatever cash we find, we take it.
Okay.
Good God. Why?
You never, like, Terrence, like, we don't know who we're going to have to pay off to get out of this shit alive. And besides, it makes it look like a bank robbery.
Surgery is not free in this country.
Fair points on both fronts. I rescind my alert, my aghastness.
You eventually come to the one that has just like, it's a door, but there's a box next to it. You unlock that, has a keypad.
Okay, I'm gonna punch in that code. Let's see. One.
You punch in the code.
2, 3, 4.
Yes, very secure. The vault opens. And what you see in here is just a desk, an odd-looking computer at the desk, and a leather-bound notebook.
in and... the vault? There's a desk just behind this vault door?
Right.
The fuck?
And that is where we will leave it for this session.
Creepy desk in the middle of the vault.
Like, I imagine the desk is, like, facing the vault, so if you were sitting at the desk, you'd just be facing the vault door. Alright.
Nice.
That is, Brad, where we are.
Very, very cool.
Well, Brad, you've managed to kill a character, and to give us that classic Delta Green feeling of what the fuck is happening.
And
good.
Indeed.
Also, why did Tyler not explode? That's a pending question.
Not yet. Not yet.
Oh, like
Thorpe.
Well, Thorpe, you saw, had like a little device in his stomach.
Like he had something else going on.
You remember? Like the whole Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Y'all are like, it's like the Christmas lights on thing.
Christmas.
Yeah. Well, Brad, thank you a lot.
Yep.
Good job. Like, putting something like this together and having it be creepy, even having it be lethal, man, like, you know, losing Judith, you know, that's, if anything, I think it makes Tyler and Natalia definitely, like, this thing's a fucking murderer. Like, we cannot hang with this Humbaba thing. Like, where it shows up, we need to leave.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, does seem that way.
Yeah, but we were getting a sniper rifle, so maybe if we can engage it at like 500 meters,
don't think that we could do anybody that. Can actually use a sniper rifle. I don't think it'd be pointing in the right direction if somebody tried to arm it.
Right, we don't even know how to use it. Yeah. All right. Well, everyone listening, everyone watching, thanks so much, Pumpkin Cakes. Good to see you. Glad you called this one.
Thanks for joining.
So we won't be here next week. We're trying to get back on our every other week schedule. So 2 weeks. 2 weeks, and we'll try to catch us. We do need to do like a Discord or something sometime. Like create like a Green Box Gaming Discord where we can like announce when we're streaming and stuff. We need to do that.
Oh, true.
But thank you everyone for watching. Thank you everyone for listening. Real quick, actually, there is something that we need to do. There's something that we haven't done for a while. Like, we have several new patrons who've joined
nice.
Us. We have Case, Michael, Ooh. Old Man Crew, Brandon, and Awigi. Awigi? I don't know. I'm going to assume I got that one right. But thank you guys so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. We should also probably at some point... give a little shout out, thank yous. I've seen this done in other places, just like a quick readout of all the great people that support us every week. Joe has to do it real quick, and
I have to do it super fast.
Yeah,
is how we have to do it. Yeah. But thank you so much, guys, for supporting us. It really does make a lot of difference in us being able to do this at all. But for those listening later, those watching us live, again, just thank you for joining us. 2 weeks on Saturday, Pumpkin, is what we're going to try to do. But we will catch you guys next time. I hope you're enjoying this. Hey, if you have some scathing feedback for Brad, head over to the Reddit and drop it. And if you're enjoying it, if you're liking this mystery, let us know. Let Brad know he's doing a good job.
Yeah.
We always appreciate getting good feedback.
Also, thanks for the Q&A questions. Those were excellent for everybody.
Yes. Oh, that was fun.
We put them up.
The Q&A was very good. Yeah.
Good stuff.
But thank you, everyone. We will catch you next time. And remember, stay safe and stay sane. Bye.